Interview with God, Part 1. At first, I felt a bit presumptuous when I decided to interview the Lord. What if he doesn't have time, I thought. But that's like worrying about whether Perez Hilton has a weight loss regimen. It's wholly irrelevant. God lives outside the space-time continuum, just as Perez lives outside the physical fitness continuum. I'm the one who is short on time. God should be flattered that I fit him into my schedule. And he was, of course. He made a delightful interview and told me some things about the bloggist that you all might like to know. He was totally cool as I sat there like an idiot, gushing out all the "I'm such a big fan" bullshit. God just waved it away and smiled. Most big stars turn into complete assholes right there. They start feeding you crap and you have to write it down because you know it's all you're going to get. Not God. He's incapable of bullshit. That's why he's such a great subject for amateurs like me. This is the segment of the interview when we talk about me. I had to break this into two pieces. I'll get to the parts about the bloggers on Sunday. I began with the single most important question that has been plaguing about 80% of mankind since the discovery of women. "What about this tool you gave me?" I said. "I mean, it works and all, and I'm grateful, but I knew some real ass nuggets in high school who had twice the real estate I got, and they never prayed, never went to church, and they got laid all the time. Lord, I served Mass until I was 17, never masturbated either. I sang in the choir, Lord, with hangovers every Sunday morning for years." God was so cool. He just smiled as usual. "That was sort of a last-minute thing," he said. "By the way, you're lying about the masturbation. Don't forget who I am." His voice kind of echoed there on the "I am." It made me squirm a little. But he went on, calm as you please. "Just at the last minute, as you were about ready to deploy, we realized you had quite a deal of pride hanging there below your belly. We had to do something. We didn't want you to become an asshole." "Well, okay, I'm sorry about the masturbation." "No, no. No," he said, "that's not the problem. Masturbation is fine. It's the choir music I can't stand." This upset me because I thought I had a good voice. But the Lord read my thoughts. "It's not you," he said. "It's the whole unit." "So what kind of music do you like?" "The Cardinal and the Oriole are nice." "Do you realize how long it took me to get the Nightingale to sound like that?" I shrugged. "I thought it was all on, like, day 4 or whatever." 348,761 years. Most people don't have that kind of patience. "It's okay," he said, leaning back in his chair. "I'm God." He went on, "But humans come along and think they can make music in a couple of millennia. They make these plodding rhythms and mammalian melodies to worship me with, and then they think they've accomplished something. And then they get lazy. They are still singing Charles Wesley's songs, and he's been dead for 200 years. Jesus! I'd rather listen to Metallica, bad as it is. At least they try new things." "So you gave me this teeny-weeny because you knew I was going to be a choir boy?" He shrugged. "That's a bit simplistic, but basically right, yes." "Sorry, Lord, I call bullshit. I can't believe you gave all choir singers little cocks." "Only the ones who needed it," he said. "Are you starting to understand? Count your blessings. You can still masturbate, can't you?" "See? Now quit your bitching." "Yes, Lord.